Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today we're going to start off the show with an interview with the Chicago soul group, the Soul Majestics. So I got two members of the group up here in the studio right now. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Candace Patterson.
Johnny Coleman.
Okay, so you guys were, you had a couple good records in the early 70s, and you were a big club group in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yes.
So first of all, could you talk about how the group formed and when it formed?
If I'm not mistaken, maybe around 1965, 66. I had just got here from Los Angeles.
Okay. So are you originally from Chicago?
No, I'm originally from Newark, Arkansas.
Okay.
And then you... And I moved to Chicago as a teenager. Yes, 13, 14 years old, yeah. So
okay.
This is home.
So you were 13 or 14 in the mid-60s, you're saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
No.
That's why
no,
I'm confused.
No. I moved about 1957, something like that.
Okay. I'm sorry. And then you went to L.A. for a while?
Yeah, for a while.
Okay, were you ever in a group before in L.A. or anything?
I had a gospel group.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my cousin, I was hanging around with my cousin. He was in a group called the Larks. They made that song called
The Jerk.
Yeah.
Okay. So he wasn't your real cousin, or?
No.
Okay.
We're my play cousin. I had a lot of play cousins, play brothers out there.
So which member of the Jerks were you friends with out there?
Charlie Morrison.
Okay. Are you still in contact with her?
No, I wish I were. I miss her.
Yeah, I think Don Julian passed.
He did a while back. Yeah.
So you never sang in an official group back in L.A.?
Yeah, but I was singing gospel.
Just gospel.
With a gospel group.
Okay.
In L.A.
Okay.
And I was directing choirs. I had my TV show and different little things, you know.
You had a TV show?
Yeah.
What was the show?
It was a gospel with choir.
Okay.
It's been a long time ago.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get the history, you know.
Yeah, but it was all good, you know.
Okay. So then you came back to Chicago. Why did you come back to Chicago?
I wanted to do something different, and I've always missed Chicago. Even when I left, I just missed Chicago.
Okay,
and I had a lot of family still here.
Are you the guy who formed the group, the Soul Majestics?
Yes, I am.
So why did you decide to form a group and sing secular music?
Because I was always fascinated with it. Even when I was singing gospel, I was always fascinated with secular music, and I wanted to give it a try.
And it was because of the Larks, one of the big inspirations for you?
Because of the Larks, uh-huh.
Okay.
I did.
So you formed the group in the mid-60s sometime, 65,
yes,
66.
Right, uh-huh.
So then, so a lot of groups I talked to, they're high school groups, but you were already out of high school. You were older.
Yes,
you were older.
Out of high school, right, uh-huh.
You were older than...
Than the rest of the guys I recruited, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so who were the original members of the group that you formed?
Myself and Vandy Hampton,
okay.
Smokey Hampton, Ronnie Hicks.
Okay.
And Candy came along later. Candace Jackson, she came along later. And it's another gentleman, but I don't even remember. David something, but that's
okay.
Been along. I haven't seen him since, being there.
So you formed that group in the mid-60s, and what did the group, were you performing? What happened?
Well, we were doing like small, not club dates. We were doing like private affairs. We know people and they want us to sing for them. And then we did a lot of out-of-town stuff with people that got interested in us and started taking us around.
Okay.
And then the Scott Brothers heard us and we started going to the Bonanza. And then
Was that before Candy joined the group?
No, it wasn't.
So what's the story? How did you get? So first of all, did you have a? So you were a little bit unusual because you were a mixed group. You had four men and one woman, right?
Right.
So what did you have that even before Candy joined the group?
It was another girl in the group.
Okay,
and then I replaced it with a guy, and then he left and went to the Army, which I don't know. I don't even know his name now.
Okay,
and we were short of a member, and Smokey told me about Candace.
Okay. So you knew Smokey? Is that how you got involved with the group?
I had a friend, Willie Ruth Sloan, who I went to school with, and she took me and introduced me to Smokey. I was 18 years old when I met him.
Okay.
And he had me come to a rehearsal. I had to do an audition.
Okay.
And that day, that was it. I just joined the group.
So what school were you at the time?
Inglewood.
Okay.
Inglewood High School. Yes, I was.
So, and you were much younger than everyone else in the group?
Yes, I was much younger.
So had you sang before? Or?
Yeah, I sang with a group called the Fantasians. We were from the 220 building where I lived.
You were in the Fantasians, a group that did Unnecessary Tears?
No, Fantasians. No, we weren't that, no, popular.
Okay.
We just sang around the building.
Okay.
We did talent shows and for TWO, and we came second place.
Okay.
Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 were first place at that talent show.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember at the Regal, yeah.
And that was when you were in high school, you
yes,
were in that group?
When I was in high school, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm definitely, I'm surprised there'd be two groups, because there's a Chicago group called the
Fantasians.
Yeah. But you were just a different group with the same name?
Yes, different group, same name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you really wanted to get involved with another group at the time?
Yes,
and someone, your friend hooked you up with Vandy Henton, and you came to the performance?
Yes, she did.
So at the time, you guys were like a club, you were still like a club group performing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had been around for like 4 years by that, because you joined around 1970, is that right?
Yeah. No, I joined around 68.
68,
yeah.
68, okay.
68.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do were you getting big club dates already, or are you performing smaller clubs?
What happened, the Bonanza had a talent show, and the person who won the talent show got to work on the weekends. They booked us for the weekend.
Okay.
And we won. And it seems like every weekend we had a job. They wanted us always to be there. The Sky Brothers took us under their wing.
So they were the house band.
They were the house band. So we just started working with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So and where was the Bonanza located?
7640 South Halston.
Okay. So then you became the house band every weekend. You were performing at the Bonanza.
Yes, we did.
So, and that was like around, do you remember when it was around 1970 sometime?
70.
Yes,
70, 69, 70. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon after that, the Scott Brothers ended up putting out a record on you, right?
Yes.
Right.
The song, I Done Told You, Baby.
Right.
So actually, I'm going to play the record just so the listeners know what we're talking about. And then we can talk a little bit more. This is the Soul Majestics with their very first record called I Done Told You, Baby.
Fooling around the same way. Oh, I've been a child.
Okay, that was just the Soul Majestics with I Done Told You Baby. Right now we're doing an interview with two of the members of the group. So that was your first record that the Scott Brothers released on you. And that came out in the early 70s sometime. You don't remember what year, do you?
No, it was the early 70s.
Okay. And the Scott Brothers, they released it on their own label, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was called Al Tog.
Right.
And you told me that stood for...
Altogether.
Okay. So were you the only artist that they had released? Did they form the label to release you?
Yes, we were the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what... So first of all, one thing that I know... First of all, did the record get any play?
Yeah, they played it. How much, I don't know, but I used to hear it.
So you heard it on the radio?
Yeah, they played it, yeah. Uh-huh. And it got us a lot of work.
Okay.
Really, you know, it got us on I Can Tina Turner Review and all that.
Okay. Yeah, so one thing that's interesting is you're mixed. You can barely hear the group on it, right? So who's singing lead on the record?
Smokey.
That's Vandy Hampton.
Vandy Hampton, right.
Okay, so why can't I hear the group for most of the record?
I don't know. Okay. Whoever mixed it.
Oh, okay.
How many that was there? I don't know. It just
It just got mixed. You guys got mixed out of the
right,
of the record.
Right.
Okay. So then the B side was pretty good, Missing You, but I don't think that got flipped over by the DJs or anything. But you did get work from it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So at the time you were doing you had been doing the Bonanza every weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you start doing a lot more clubs?
Green Bunny, High Chaparral, Peppermint Lounge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were like regulars in the clubs.
Yes.
Right.
So who were some of the groups that you did shows with?
Deltas, Five Wages, Barbara and the Uniques.
Okay.
It's quite all the local Chicago groups.
Okay.
That really, you know, was doing work like
Southside.
That.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there were some groups that were like club groups and some groups that were just kind of on record.
Right.
But
you were
one of the club groups in Chicago.
Club group. Uh-huh.
And most of the clubs you were doing were Southside.
Yeah.
Southside, right. Uh-huh.
So what's the story you said that you did, you got on Ike and Tina's Review?
Well, the record did that for us. You know, ABC stopped booking for us. They liked the record.
Okay.
And we were supposed to do more recordings. But in the meantime, they put us with Ike and Tina, BB King, all the acts that they were promoting.
Okay.
And so it opened up a lot of doors for us.
So ABC somehow got, they heard the records?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, because they weren't even really based in Chicago.
Well, they were downtown at the Playboy Tower.
Okay.
They had an office set up there downtown at the Playboy Tower.
Okay. And then... Yeah, there were a few artists on ABC, like Bobby Hutton was on ABC at the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So then they booked a lot of shows and you got on there.
Right, right.
So where did you perform with on Ike and Tina's Review?
Ooh, within a radius of 1,000 miles of Chicago, say Michigan, Ohio,
We did college circuits.
All the major college circuits.
So, what did you do your song there, or what did you perform when you did shows for the college?
We did other material,
like covers of songs of the day.
Yes, uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We would take unpopular songs and we would do them. We got over like doing stuff by Lulu.
Okay.
We was doing things a little bit different than the other. You know, the regular R&B side. We do a lot of different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you ended up, you did record, so first of all, how long did you do the thing with Ike and Tina?
Well, 4 years. We were basically about 4 years.
Oh, you were on their Review
a
long time.
Yeah, right, right, right. And when we weren't with them, they would book us with some of the other artists.
Okay.
You know, that they were carrying.
So, and you did record one more record, for the Scott Brothers called Time and Time Again.
Right.
But that came out like soon after the first
right,
one.
Right.
So how come, so what's the story? You didn't do much more recording after when you were doing all these shows?
A lot of bad breaks.
Okay.
You know, like we were tied up with the Scott Brothers.
Okay. Well, actually,
in a contract.
Let's play the second record,
mm-hmm.
and we can talk some more about what
okay.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your second record,
mm-hmm.
and this is a different kind of funky, kind of psychedelic sounding record.
Mm-hmm.
The other record was kind of psychedelic too, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is called Time and Time Again.
So said was hard to define, but now that it's gone.
Okay, that was just the Soul Majestics with their second record called Time and Time Again. And that was also released on the Scott Brothers label. Mm-hmm. And written, all your songs, those two songs were written by the Scott Brothers, right?
No, just one. That one was written by the Scott Brothers.
Who wrote the first one, do you remember?
I think Smokey.
Okay.
If I'm mistaken, I think Vanda wrote the first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I think on the writing credits, they credit all Tog.
Right, they did.
Like the whole, okay.
Right, yeah.
So, did you have other original material that you did at shows or anything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, but right, you just didn't make it to record.
Right, we didn't record it, right.
So what happened? So how come you never really got to record anything after those two records?
We were going with another company. We wanted to go with another company. Another label wanted us.
Okay.
And they wouldn't release us.
Do you remember what the other label was?
Stack.
Stax wanted
yes.
you? That's interesting.
Yeah, and they wouldn't release us. Purvis Staple was taking us in.
Yeah, because he was managing the Emotions back then.
Right.
So Purvis wanted to take you to Stax, but the Scott Brothers wouldn't.
They wouldn't release us. They had an album that they wanted us to do, and we heard a little bit on the phone. We were talking to them, and they had something they wanted us to do, and we just couldn't get released.
Okay. But the Scott Brothers, did they plan to do anything else? They just
yeah, they had planned to. It never got around to it.
Okay, uh-huh. But were they still your backing band at clubs? Or
yeah, they were. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did they tour with you too, or they just did it when you were at the Bonanza?
No, they toured.
We toured
together. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, what happened after that? So did you ever get any other chances to sign with labels or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, by that time the rock was coming in and thing was just going haywire and. We got a chance to sign with I think it's the same label that the Spinners was on, the same label.
Atlantic?
Atlantic, right.
Okay.
And John Epp was bringing us in with them.
Okay.
But with him, rather. Right.
Okay.
And when the deal was set to go, the Spinners called him back. And then he went back with the Spinners, and that blew that deal. So we...
Well, I don't understand. They left the label? What do you mean they called him back?
See, John... Felipe left the Spinners. John filled in for him.
Okay.
Felipe came back to the Spinners, so John was out.
Okay.
And so he got together with his people, and they say, "Hey, let me bring the Majestic along with me."
Okay.
And then he was going to bring us along with him.
Okay.
And in the meantime, Felipe left again.
Okay.
And they called John back, and that's where it ended.
Okay.
So it was a couple of days. We had some shots, but you know.
So when was that? That was by the mid-70s?
Yeah,
sometime?
By 75.
Okay.
It was 1975. Because that's when I, actually after a lot of deals were blown, I just quit completely.
Right.
I had gotten enough.
So you quit the group around mid-70s just because you got tired of
the new misses.
What were some of the other labels that almost signed
but
you?
But just Stack and Atlanta and... Brunswick wanted us too, but I think the contract was too long, and I didn't like that.
Okay.
10 years, and we didn't want that.
It's a long contract.
No, we didn't want the 10-year deal, so, you know.
So it's interesting that you mentioned Brunswick, because a bunch of the members of the group went on to be with the Shylights, who were another one, Carl Davis. Mm-hmm. So what's the story with that? Which members of the group went with the Shylights?
Oh, TC, there was a first tenor and bass singer.
Did actually, I don't know if we ever announced who were the group members who were on record and who were touring with you. What was the official lineup?
Majestic?
Yeah, just say
Candace Jackson, right. Johnny Coleman, Stanley T.C. Crawford.
Right.
Smokey Vandy Hampton. Not Ronnie, because he had gone.
Okay.
It was just...
But Ronnie Hicks was the other member?
Yes.
Yeah, but not on the real tour. See,
but he on record with you?
Yes, he was on record. That's right. That's right, he was. And okay. Ronnie, right. It was fabulous, right.
Right.
So when did Ronnie Hicks leave?
About 71, something like that, 72.
He performed his own band.
Yeah, about 71 or 72.
Oh, so he left in the early 70s.
Right. Uh-huh.
And his group that he formed was Machine Company, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
So they formed way back in the early 70s, is that right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. But they recently broke up, I heard.
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Okay. I heard they disbanded like really recently or something.
Oh, okay.
But I heard they did a lot of local stuff.
Yeah,
and
they did, right.
Like up till recently,
mm-hmm.
they were a club group.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't singing in the group, right? He was playing.
He was playing and singing.
Okay.
Organ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you were in the group, the Scott Brothers were the band, right?
Yes,
right.
They were
the band. Right?
So then what's the story of the other group members joining the Shy Lights, you know?
Smoking.
Well, when that happened, I was gone. I was going
right.
to have my children
okay.
by then. So.
Mm-hmm. It was basically after the group broke up. You know, the guy was good. And Shy Lights needed somebody, so where are they going to go? They're going to go to the people that they know in the city that can fill the bill. And Smokey could do that.
Mm-hmm. And T.C. was also a member, you said?
T.C. was also a member. He sang bass for them for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then was another member also in the Shy Lights for a second?
Mike, but he didn't stay.
Okay.
Mike was there first, and then he...
Wait, so what was Mike's name again?
Michael Thomas.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Was he one of the... I'm just getting confused. I'm sorry. Was he one of the people you just announced was on the record?
He wasn't on the record.
Okay, so he was a later
member. He picked up after Ronnie left.
Okay.
He picked Mike up.
Okay, he would replace Ronnie Hicks.
He replaced Ronnie Hicks, right.
Okay. Well, and right now you guys are involved with some music stuff, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what are you doing now?
Gospel.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are some of your groups, and are you performing? Can people go see you?
Yeah, we don't really do a lot of singing in Chicago. Maybe three or four times a year we appear.
What's the name of your group?
The Newborn Harmonizers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so your group, you have a CD out or coming out?
Yeah, we got it coming out. It should be in the record store sometime next week.
Okay.
Some of the radio stations have it.
Okay. And Candy, what's your group?
I sing with the Voices of Evening Star, 2050 West 59th Street, under the teaching of Bishop Vesta Dixon. Sundays.
Okay.
Second Sundays, third Sundays, whenever we...
So they perform it at your church?
Yes,
your church.
I do. I sing with the choir, yes.
Okay.
I do. Yes, I do.
And are you releasing any music, too?
Not at the moment. We're hoping very soon we will. We do have a CD.
Okay.
But we're trying to do a new one. Lord bless us, we will soon.
Okay, yeah, I hope you do something,
yes,
too.
Yes.
So, thanks so much for coming and telling your story. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank
definitely,
you for inviting.
Yeah, definitely, it's too bad that there's not more history on record, because definitely you were a big club group, and I'm sure people who went to shows in the 70s saw you guys.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
Well, I thank you all for listening. I would like to... put a shout out to the Voices of Evening Star and our Minister of Music, Minister Warren. I also would like to find out if anyone out there has any pictures of us. We are looking for them. If possible, can I get my email?
Sure, you can give your email.
My email address is jakeandtheman2000@yahoo.com. Please let me know if you have anything on the Soul Majestics. We really, really would like that. Thank you.
Yeah, and you could also call up here. If,
okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
If anyone, you can start asking around and call up here. The number is 773-702-8424. And I'm here every Sunday, so if anyone turns up any photos of the group,
okay,
she give me a call, and I will pass it on to the group members.
Thank you.
So, again, thanks so much for coming down. It's definitely an interesting
thanks
story.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for the invite.
So, I guess in the spirit of the start of your story, I decided to play a bunch of Jerk records. So, this first record I'm going to play is The Larks with The Jerk.
That's the boy.